Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Mike.
Super Bowl predictions, real quick. What do you think?
I have no idea.
Because we are psychic because of the whole Britney Spears thing, I think, because that's incredible how we just randomly brought her up because, I mean, she's crazy and been all posting and everything, but to see her be in the news for like the last 3 weeks has been incredible.
Since we did that show, yeah.
Or we cursed her somehow, so maybe we shouldn't give our predictions because then Philly fans will hate us.
Yeah.
Well, that's my prediction. I think this is going to be a lopsided Super Bowl. This is just my opinion. Sorry, Kansas City. I do like the Chiefs. I like the Eagles. I like every football team except the Browns because we're fucking terrible all the time.
I think the Kelce brothers playing in the Super Bowl is the closest Cleveland will get to ever playing in the Super Bowl. They're not. The Browns are never going to be in the Super Bowl in our lifetime, at least.
I'm starting to get to that point. And I've actually talked about hopping ship to the Chargers while Brandon Staley is head coach. You know, he's a local guy and my friend. And I think that'd be a good enough tie to be like, people be like, why are you a Chargers fan? I'm friends with the coach. So. Yeah.
I'm just a football fan.
Yeah, I'm a football fan. I like to see teams that actually look like they play football. And then the nonsense that they're talking about on the radio on 92.3 The Fan, I'll call them out. I don't give a shit. Talking about, do you think we should trade Nick Chubb on the offense they're trying to run now with Deshaun Watson? You think they should trade Nick Chubb? Shut the fuck up. Are they trying to trigger people or trying to...
I don't know where that came from or why you would trade your best player.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's such a Browns move. I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either.
I think that would be like the straw that I'm like, I'd be done. Browns left when they moved to Baltimore.
Yep. Yeah. And we'll talk about this in a second. But so my final prediction, I think it's going to be a very lopsided game. I think Philly's offense is too strong for the weak Kansas City defense.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City offense is good, but I don't think they have a solid run game. They're strictly passing, and I think Philly's able to shut down that pass. I mean, they'll be able to hone in on that and target that, but you never know. I mean, Kansas City always finds a way, but my final prediction is final score 34-7, Eagles.
34-7?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm actually taking Kansas City.
Okay.
That's
how we do it here on the podcast. See, we don't agree all the time.
I think it's going to be high scoring, too.
Okay.
I think two really good offenses. Agree that Kansas City's defense isn't great.
But thinking they have enough offense to stay with
I think they have enough
them.
Offense to... Okay. That it's just going to... Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see who's actually psychic on the
We'll see
show.
How much money I win in my...
Yeah. Yeah, I got some games going as well.
What do you think of Rihanna doing the halftime show?
Didn't even know she was doing it.
No.
I don't even pay attention to shit anymore. I'm so tired of these half... I don't even care. I think that's a shit show. I think it is. I'm not, but that's because I'm not a Rihanna fan. There's probably Rihanna fans out there that are geeking out right now, going, "Hell yeah!" It's like Lady Gaga. I didn't care.
Yeah,
I didn't care at all.
But Rihanna hasn't been doing music,
right? So, didn't she just have a baby or something?
Yeah, she just had a baby.
Okay,
and she.
I mean, that's not a knock on her. Like, didn't she just have a baby? Well, she's done then.
Yeah, no.
But. But, no, it's just nothing that excites me.
Yeah, she hasn't been
me.
Doing, like, it's not like she's been in, like, you know.
Yeah. I don't think it's just, it's not an overwhelming name. You know what I mean? Like, I guess what would have kind of been cool, maybe, and this is just throwing an idea out there, is, like, we haven't had any, like, Michael Jacksons of our time. Remember that Super Bowl? I mean, it was just like, you're in awe, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and then it's
Prince.
Like some Prince, you know. Yeah. So maybe, like, as weird as it sounds... Maybe, I don't know, just sounds weird saying it, but like, since he's done with his music career too, Elton John, it would have been a cool way to close out. This is his last, like, he already had his last concert, and this has been a cool, like, that's a cool way to go out, like Super Bowl, and he's got a ton of hit songs. He could have done collaborations like he's done recently with people, like Britney Spears. She could have been in a cage, and then they, like, let her out just to sing.
Watch me spin.
On the football topic, I think a really cool thing about kind of the football theme right now is exciting for us in Painesville, Ohio, little ass Painesville, Ohio, is we have a college right down the street called Lake Erie College. And it is, if it's not the top private college in the United States, it's one of the top. And it just so happens that we have, do you know the kid in the meme?
Yeah.
From the Popeye's chicken meme?
Yeah.
Goes to school here now.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because, like, national media is here. Jerome Bettis was here the other day.
Yeah.
You know? but they're pushing for the NIL, the name, image, likeness thing. And because these kids, you know, like the school, Lake Erie College is just like all over the fact that they're promoting that this kid is here. Well, I'm like drawing a blank on his name for some reason right now. That's horrible of me to not have that pulled up.
I can't remember.
We'll have him on the show.
We'll have him on the show.
We probably could, too, which is great. Dearness Colin. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. Why? Sorry about that. But anyway, yeah, it's been kind of fun seeing all the news and everything about him. And not only is he going to get paid for his name, image, likeness, because everybody's been using it and their ads and stuff like that without him getting paid, but he got a Super Bowl commercial. I don't know if you saw that.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
I did hear that, yeah.
Very cool. And hopefully that opens the door for other people and memes that have been, you know, companies have been using their name, image, and likeness for years, scot-free, and good. Get them paid. I think that'd be awesome to, you know, some of the memes haven't been too kind to people where, you know, they're almost making fun of you. And, and not in a bad way, I guess. I, you know, a lot of them are good-hearted and they take it with a grain of salt and they're okay with it. But like the one guy who I just read the article... he asked CNN to stop using his photo when it says something about people having a hard time getting jobs or something, and they keep using his image as the person that can't get a job. So he literally tweeted CNN to say, could you stop using my picture for your ads of people having a hard time getting a job?
Yeah.
And his profile picture was the same picture. I thought that was fantastic.
Probably shouldn't. Probably, or, you know, maybe he had it up like that as maybe in his way it was proof that it's him.
Yeah.
And his pick, but
that's so cool though. Yeah. So look for him on the Super Bowl tonight. Super Bowl commercial. It's, yeah. I think it's for, it says something about free fries at Popeyes or something like that. And
I mean, these, you know, especially with the college athletes and the NCAA and the schools that make so much money off of, off of these kids that.
You know. And I don't necessarily mean, like, while they're in school, it should be monetary as far as, like, giving them money. But maybe if they're not already getting a free ride, give them a free ride.
Yeah.
Like, everything's paid for. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to get your education. And then afterwards, if we continue using your, hey, the meme from Popeye's Chicken Kit, you know, goes to school here or went to school here, if you keep using it, then pay him monetarily. You know?
Yeah.
But, no, this is cool. He gets a little ad, I hope. I'd be shocked, or I wouldn't be shocked if there's more meme kids in the same commercial.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. He's here playing football, right?
Yep. Yeah. 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 Big kid. We'll have him on the show. We'll talk about it. We'll have,
definitely. We'll have him on the show.
A ton of questions. We'll get this trending that maybe that's the topic of this week is the Popeye's Chicken meme, Dearness Colin. I think that'd be kind of fun to have some cool questions for him and probably the same shit he's always been asked. So that's why we come in and ask way off topic questions that nobody thinks of, and then it becomes a fun experience for the guest on our show. So, being that he will probably be trending by tonight after the Super Bowl commercial, and we'll try to have him on the show. Hell, he's right down the street. We could probably figure out how to catch him outside of class. Catch me outside. How about that? Yeah, we'll have her on the show too. Bad Bobby.
Bad Bob. No.
Bad
no,
Bobby.
I don't want her. I don't want her. We no.
Hey, whatever gets us known, right?
Fine.
Awkward moment I just thought of, by the way.
Okay.
What if you made a mold out of candle wax of your dick and put it on a coffee table in your house and then had people come over as guests and just kind of sit there and see if anybody notices it? And when they do, say, oh, yeah, that's mine. And then see how awkward it gets.
Would the wick be coming up where the pee hole is?
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah. I mean, balls and everything. Have the balls out there. Yeah.
A mold of everything, not just
mold of
everything.
Yeah, not just the dick. I mean, how's it going to stand? You got to have a base to it, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Well, you figure you could put it in like a holder, but.
The balls would be the holder. They could be brass. They could be brass balls. Feet like a Mr. Potato Head? You just have your dick, and then you put like little googly eyes out for people. Like, go ahead and do her up.
You have little googly eyes on there.
They're like, God, we burned this for a minute. It's going to be gone. Oh.
I've never seen a candle go so fast. And the best part is it melts from the middle out, so it just kind of comes out of the top. It's leaking all over the table.
Yeah. This is probably a thing already, by the way.
It probably is, yeah.
We're slow to the table.
Why does it smell like jerkins and shame? Well, I mean, if Gwyneth Paltrow can have a coochie candle, we can have a dick candle.
Yeah. The vulgar burrito-scented penis candle. Hi, get 23% off today at Kohl's on your Vulgar Burrito podcast scented penis candle. Come on in. We'll put it directly to your mouth. It'll be
right next to the Arizona jeans.
Oh, man.
I see you bought a pair of Sonoma dungarees and penis candle.
Oh, shit. We'll probably let this one go for a little bit, even though it's short, sweet, and a couple things here and there. But meme kid, dick candle, you know, all that stuff, all that good stuff.
Meme
but,
kid, dick candle.
I have a film them in the next couple weeks, so this will probably be airing while that happens, and then we'll come back, we'll talk about it and everything. I have an agent now.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks. Had a big audition. Did not get it, but had a big one. Yeah.
Can you say what it was for now?
I don't think I can. I don't think I'm allowed. I don't know. Yeah. I'll be very vague about it. It was food. And the only thing I had to do was a little bit of acting, but not much. It was more of a less talking, more visual commercial. And then there was one where I don't want to even say that because I'll kind of give it away. But
sucked a dick.
Yeah, that's what it was. There it is. I can't hide it anymore. No. Yeah, I take a bite of the food and it's so hot that I make like a goofy like reaction to it, like, oh, shit. Motherfucker. Like, this is for a PG product. That's why I didn't get it. I was like, you son of a bitch. But
sir, this is for Andy Capp's hot fries.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
Fuck, these are hot.
What the fuck did
God, and they're terrible.
You're melting my fucking...
Yeah, agent's like, we're going to need to work on your... But no, I did it. I wish I could have got it, because it was like one day of acting. Like, literally, probably would have took a couple hours, and it was like eight grand just for that.
Just
for
that.
Oh, I could have used that. So, we'll see. I'm sure there'll be plenty more. They got me one for Giant Eagle, I'll just say that. And I didn't even go for it, because it was in Pittsburgh, and I'm like, I'm not out there.
Yeah.
But they pay for, like, lodging and shit like that.
Yeah, but
that,
they probably, knowing Giant Eagle, they probably charge you.
Yeah, the pay wasn't that good. They're like, no, your acting isn't part of our buy two, get one free. Sorry. Or you are the one free. We already paid for these other two.
We paid fuel perks.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, boy. Yeah, so, we'll see. I'm sure there'll be many more opportunities, and I'm signed with them for 2 years, so I really don't have a choice now. It's like,
yeah, you're in it now.
Yeah, sit back and let them give me stuff. I have the chance to decline it or accept it.
Yeah, they're got someone working for you.
Yeah, it'll be a lot easier. Plus, there's bigger auditions that I wouldn't normally see through the channels I go through. I go through three of them. And like this one for the big commercial, I didn't see at all.
Yeah.
And so this is probably something that they get reached out for. We need, you know, the cool thing is I was handpicked based on the look.
Uh-huh.
So they went through and picked whatever, 4, 5, 6, 10 people. I don't fucking know. But based on look, and they say, oh, yeah, that dude's got a good dad look. You know, like that's
got a good dad. You're really selling those dad vibes.
Yeah. What's his package look like?
How big is his dick?
That's the look we're going for. That's it. We want to see it through the jeans.
We want some girth. We want the denim to hug it just right.
We're actually going to put some Spanx on him.
We want to see the outline of the head, the tip.
The tip. We're trying to sell Lululemons here.
But for men. We really want to.
We're selling Don lemons.
Accentuate the lemons. We're eating on the bottom.
We're selling Don lemons.
Don lemons. Don lemons man tights. They hug your nuts right.
Get them today at your local Giant Eagle.
Giant Eagle.
It's
20 fuel perks for every for every pair bought.
As long as you got your Giant Eagle card.
Oh, God. That's good. You bought a second pair, that gets you a free get-go wash. Wash. Yeah. Free get-go car wash.
Get yourself a pair of Don Lemon's tights with printed hot dogs on it.
Printed hot dogs. Get you a free car wash. Half-assed car wash. It ain't like a legit car wash.
You see the light? It's like you pull in there, it's like you're in a fucking club that's got a ceiling leak. Lights are flashing.
The only thing that is missing is the music.
DJ Car Wash. Jesus Christ, what is happening?
I'm all hopped up off soap suds. Some people pop Molly, I pop soap suds.
Drop some acid and go through the car wash.
Oh, shit. Yeah, they're all getting like that, too. There's
They're making it like
Outback, the one, the Zappies over there, they're doing it.
They want it to be more of an experience.
Yeah, experience.
Like I just
experience, just make it cheaper. Yeah. that's a better experience for me.
Why do car washes go up $5? Well, we got to pay for our fluorescent strobe lights.
And our Jimi Hendrix poster.
What's with the Jimi Hendrix
poster? When the black light hits it, it looks good. Jimi Hendrix, a rando Jimi Hendrix poster.
It's all like soaking wet, too. Falling apart.
Or the
God damn it, told you she should have laminated that thing.
That costs more money. $16 car wash now.
Yeah. Every time I get gas at the gas station, I look over and it's like, I'm like, damn, I need to go over there.
Yeah.
There's hot chicks walking. Yeah.
They got strippers and everything in there now. Stripper poles.
There's a guy fucking.
Well, they had.
There's a bouncer. No, you can't come in.
You can't come in. I'm going to need to see some ID for this car. Yeah. There's like an ambulance there. One of the girls slipped off the pole. Like, it just got too sudsy.
Nah, man, that Dodge Durango's got too much rust. You ain't coming in here.
You ain't coming. This is top notch.
Oh, here comes Pedro in his Tesla. Have a nice night.
You're like slipping the guy a 20 for the $15 car wash.
As soon as you pull in there, there's a bartender. What are you having?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Oh, God. Ugh. Yeah, so anyway. So with that, this has been the vulgar. What the hell?
Fuck it, we're done.
Oh, we've reached 37 minutes. We're done.
Bye.
We'll see you guys next episode. Bye. I couldn't even say episode. I said sewed.
We'll see you next sewed.
I haven't got time to say the full words.
We'll catch y'all on the next show.
East out.
East out.
East out to all of you.
East out to you. You've been all to hear too much. East out.
East out. Get out of my car. Get out of my.
You're not buying anything. East out.
Get out of my car wash club.
Get out. East out of my car wash now.
Get the hell out of here. This is a high establishment club from Dubai.
Dubai.
Where's that at? I don't know, boy, but Dubai.
It's out Dubai.
Dubai, bitch. Oh, God. See, the funny shit that can happen just trying to get out of the soda. Let me blow my soda.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Yep. There it is. Okay, now we'll do it the correct way. And with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
So we did a short, sweet episode.
Sewed.
Today. Go to our social media pages.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok,
and
YouTube.
Join us.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube. Join us. Share us. As always, you know, maybe one of these times we surprise somebody with a fucking bumper sticker or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. We're not giving away anything. We just appreciate the love. Share us on, you know, to your friends and family. Yeah, a little vulgar. Who cares? If they're not enjoying life, tell them to move on. Get out of yours. But we like to keep it light here at the TVB station. It's not really a station. It's an apartment currently. But we do have a move date, end of March, and then we'll be in the new studio.
New studio.
Which will be nice. A little more room. I'm getting comfier chairs instead of these cement blocks that I'm on.
The chairs that WWE would use to smash over someone's back.
They are. Oh, God. But, yeah, with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And we'll catch you guys next episode.
East.
Get out.